It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Ashton Mara. We talk sports today as two Southern West Virginia college teams prepare for big games this weekend. Concord heads to the Super Region 1 Championship, and Marshall will play in the Conference USA Championship. Both teams play at home tomorrow. College football previews coming up on West Virginia Morning. But first, after 30 years in office, Senator Jay Rockefeller delivered an emotional farewell address on the U.S. Senate floor in Washington yesterday. Rockefeller began by speaking of his 2 years in Emmons, West Virginia, working as a VISTA volunteer, a time he says shaped him not just as a public servant, but as a person. Rockefeller went on to highlight some of his most proud achievements, including the passage of the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, and revolutionary mine safety legislation after the 2006 Sago mine disaster. The senator encouraged his colleagues to put aside the politics of election season that brought them to the U.S. Senate and instead focus on the good they could do for the individuals who put them there. He ended by thanking his family, staff, and fellow West Virginians.
Thank you for placing your faith in me. I know it was hard at first, and giving me the greatest reward, the chance to fight for meaningful and lasting opportunity for those who are too often forgotten but absolutely deserve the best. My fellow West Virginians, I am forever inspired by you, and I am ever transformed by you.
You can watch the video of the senator's full speech on our website, wvpublic.org. A week after Marshall's football team had their hopes of an undefeated season dashed in a loss to Western Kentucky, the team is set to host the Conference USA Championship game tomorrow at noon. Clark Davis has the story.
A week has made a huge difference for Marshall University football. This time last week, the team was 11-0 as they headed into their final regular season matchup of the year against conference mate Western Kentucky. A week later, the team sits at 11-1 after a demoralizing 67-66 loss. But the 11 wins before that lone loss solidified home field advantage in the Conference USA Championship game for the Thundering Herd against Louisiana Tech. Doc Holliday is the Herd head coach.
As you know, it's been 12 years since we've played a championship game here in Huntington. I know it's been long overdue. I know our team's excited about it. Our fan base is excited about it. We're playing an excellent football team in Louisiana Tech. Skip has done a tremendous job there. There's a reason they're in that championship game, and it's because they're playing really good offense.
The loss to Western Kentucky and the 67 points the Marshall defense surrendered was out of the ordinary for the Herd this year. The Marshall defense gave up an average of just less than 17 points per game before the matchup. Louisiana Tech also features an explosive offense similar to Western Kentucky. In their last game against Rice, they scored 76 points. But Coach Holliday is more worried about the Bulldogs' defense than anything. They're led by defensive coordinator Manny Diaz, who Holliday worked with in the past.
Manny Diaz, who I happen to be with at NC State, has done a tremendous job with that defense. He blitzes well over 53% of the time. They're very aggressive. They cause a lot of negative plays. They get after you. They've created a lot of turnovers. So it's going to be critical this week that we have great preparation because we're preparing for an excellent football team that's very physical and extremely well coached. So,
Marshall senior linebacker Neville Hewitt says in the end they still have a chance at the goal they've strived for since losing the conference championship last year, a chance to be the best in the conference.
It would have been great to be still be undefeated, but, I mean, we're playing for a championship, and, I mean, we're pretty much over this past week. I mean, what's done is done. Just got to get ready to play for a championship.
Marshall senior center Chris Jasper says after last week, it's the offense's job to help the defense get its confidence back.
We just got to, you know, just help them build their confidence back up. You know, they're great guys. They do a great job. You know, they just didn't make some plays on Saturday. And that happens sometimes, and we have to make sure everybody comes in with confidence, and we got to come out swinging again. And, you know, we can't be afraid of what's going to happen. We come out and just do what we do, and that's score points, and that's them keeping points on the board.
Coach Holliday doesn't think he'll have to give the players any extra motivation after last week. After all, it's a chance to be champions.
I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, you know, your ultimate goal is to win a championship, and here we are playing for the championship here in Huntington. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. If they're not excited to go play in this championship game, then, you know, as hard as they've worked and all they've put into it, I mean, they're fine. I mean, they're gonna come play their tail off on Saturday, and I don't expect anything less.
The game will be televised Saturday at noon on ESPN2. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:35. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the Eastern Panhandle. Freezing rain advisory in effect for Preston and Tucker counties. Rain throughout the rest of the state today with highs in the 40s and 50s. That rain continuing tonight with lows in the 30s and 40s.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by the University of Charleston, accepting applications for its executive MBA program, where you can get an MBA in 16 months while working full-time. More at ucwv.edu.
The Concord University football team has also had an unforgettable season, going undefeated for one of the first times in school history. But now that they're in the playoffs, the excitement is proving beneficial to not just the team, but the entire university. Concord student Jared Klein reports.
This season, the Mountain Lions have dominated. This isn't just a cliche either. The team went undefeated in their regular season. Last Saturday, they flew past Westchester University out of Pennsylvania with a final score of 51-36 for their first playoff victory in school history. And while this unstoppable season is great for the football program, it also has a positive impact on the university itself. University President Kendra Bogus says this type of season gives a small school like Concord a big opportunity. A chance to get their name out there.
One of the challenges that every small school faces is how to get name recognition, how to build your brand. This helps to build a brand so people recognize us for being successful.
And it seems to be working. The alumni office says they've been receiving words of support from former students from both in and out of state. Alumni director Sarah Turner helps to explain this phenomenon.
Football is something that, you know, everybody kind of likes to rally around. It's a lot easier to keep up with than some other things happening on campus, and we've heard from a lot of alums.
But what about attracting students? Well, Turner says the football team has given the university an exciting aspect, something to be proud of. President Bogus was at a middle school in Greenbrier County recently when she had her own interesting encounter.
This one little fella, he's got his little Concord t-shirt on, and he jumps up and leaves the audience. He gets in trouble by his teacher, and he comes up, he wants to shake my hand, you know. So I stopped and said hi to him, and he told me what his name was. And he said, "I want to go to Concord, and I want to play for Garen Justice." And I thought, oh my gosh, it starts that early.
Concord plays Bloomsburg University this Saturday at noon for the Super Region 1 Championship at Callahan Stadium in Athens. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jared Klein in Athens.
And if you live in southern West Virginia, you can watch Concord's game tomorrow on WVVA-TV. Bayla Fleck and Abigail Washburn return to Mountain Stage this week. Here they are with Whatcha Gonna Do on the first album they recorded as a duo on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Gonna do the rest when the land goes under the water.
That was Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn with What You Gonna Do. You can hear this song and more Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Follow us on Twitter at WV Public News and find us on Facebook. Our director is Teresa Wills. Our news director is Beth Voorhees. I'm Ashton Mara.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by Tamarack, where photographer Joe Elbert crafts found wood into collapsible furniture. At I-77, exit 45 in Tamarack, WV.com.